Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are here on this live Sunday edition. Tomorrow is a holiday, at least for most government workers. But if you're in Richmond, Virginia, there's a good chance you're in law enforcement. There's a good chance you've been told to come in because there's going to be a huge government response to what is expected to be thousands of gun rights supporters who are gathering in Richmond, Virginia. We will continue to take your calls and thoughts about it with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We do have Bill on the line with us in Richmond, Virginia, which is where this conflict is expected tomorrow. And, Bill, you're somehow listening to WNIS in Norfolk. Is that anywhere near Richmond? I don't know my geography in Virginia very well.
It's about an hour and 20 minutes. I live down in the Norfolk area. I actually work up in Richmond. I'm actually a PD at a radio station in Richmond that does not carry Free Talk yet. So just give me a time.
Okay.
I wanna
get working on it.
I'm working on it. As a matter of fact, I've got three messages on my desk from Ian Friedman, so I'll get around to it, I swear. Wanted to answer the last caller real quick. The Virginia governor, Ralph, we like to call him Ralph Mandy Northam because of his blackface performances, but they are limited to one term at a time, so he has nothing to worry about. And we're already expecting. Yep, we're already expecting Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor that's been accused by about 15 women of sexual assault. He's probably going to be our next governor here in the proud Commonwealth. I was calling to let you folks know we've been asking our listeners to not go downtown tomorrow. They are expecting, and when we are as well, thousands and thousands of people from all over the country. So we've been asking people, don't make it worse, don't make it more congested, and don't add to the tension. I am not a conspiracy guy. However, there are some times, as you guys know, that you just smell a false flag in the wind. And part of me, my gut maybe as a 31-year journalist, just feel like something's going to happen tomorrow. And ideally speaking, something will happen tomorrow for the far left. It would be a paradise for the far left if something did go wrong tomorrow. I like to remind people, Charlottesville, Virginia, which everyone likes to point at and quote, what happened in Charlottesville, aside from the idiot with the car running over the poor girl, but the fight that broke out in Charlottesville was started by Antifa, bought and paid for by our buddy George Soros. That was not a pro-Constitution fight that broke out. That was guys that were there opposing the Constitution. But I say all that to say, if anyone in Richmond, Virginia is listening, stay home. It's not worth it. Don't be a part of it. This is ideal for the far left. And we had, by the way, not to cut you off, I know you're limited on time. I'm trying to get everything in.
You're good, man.
We had the exact same rally in December, Phil Van Cleef, I think is his name, that organizes these things. I've never met him. He's very active in Virginia politics. Phil had a rally similar to this. About 300 people showed up in the rain, by the way. We stood in the rain. I was there on behalf of the station with a couple of our news guys to cover the event. Scattered police presence, scattered, nothing major. The Capitol Police, of course, were there. Some of the Richmond locals were there. All of the radio, TV, newspapers were there. Nothing happened. There were no problems. No protesters even showed up.
Did it have the kind of buildup, though, like this one does?
Did not, which kind of makes you wonder, what's different about this one? That's what's in the back of my head. I'm thinking, why are we getting this Hollywood-style dramatic buildup? The eyes of the nation all of a sudden are on poor little Richmond, Virginia, where...
Mm-hmm. Because this is a test case. It's a test case.
Exactly.
That's why.
And
for both sides...
Yep. What is the best time to put all of your cards on the table and pull that ace out of your sleeve other than when the entire nation is watching?
Right. So when you say, like, people shouldn't go down there, how else, like, what's a better methodology to, like, voice your discontent or to demonstrate your discontent to what the governor and the politicians there are doing?
Go to the governor's house.
Okay. That's a fair answer, right? You know, but then you still got to get off your ass and go out and do something that day.
I don't have an issue going to the governor's house. Oddly, he never invites me. I don't understand the problem.
Oh, I don't mean you're going to sit down for dinner with him. But one of the things that, you know, one of the mistakes that I think they're making here is by telegraphing their move so far in advance and so loudly. Yeah. If you could get 100 people quietly to just show up at the governor's mansion or wherever it is that he lives, because, like, in some state, like here in New Hampshire, the governor doesn't actually live in, like, some state place. They just live in their house.
Right.
Is it that way in Virginia? Does the governor, like, live in a state mansion, or does the governor just kind of live wherever he lives?
There is a governor's mansion. They are allowed, of course, to live wherever they like. I would assume Ralph Mammy Northam likes to live in the governor's mansion because he's that kind of a guy.
Sure.
That would be the first to stand up in a room and probably announce that he is the governor,
and
deserves special attention. to answer the question, what can people do? You know, the problem here in November of 2019, and God knows I was on the air covering this debacle that took place on Election Day, but and let me preface by saying I have a sticker in my office that very proudly says I wasn't born Democrat, Republican, or yesterday. So, I don't really have a dog in the race other than I like my freedom. I don't own a gun, by the way, but if I want to buy one, I'd like the honor of doing so. But less than 38% of people turned out in Virginia in November of 2019. Less
now,
than
wait, 38% of registered voters or 38% of the population?
38% of registered voters, which, by the way, is way too low.
Yeah, it's not a mandate, for sure.
No. And, you know, I've always said, and I'm sure I stole this from somebody, as all of us in radio have stolen everything from somebody in the past, but bad governments are elected by stupid people who don't vote. And that's what happened.
Don't know, man. I mean, even if a bunch of elected or even if a bunch of smart people go out and vote, they're usually voting for a bunch of scumbags who are going to give you bad government anyway.
You know, the sad thing is the system we have is the system we have. We are nowhere near changing the system. We are nowhere near a multi-party system. And unfortunately, in my humble opinion, we have to work with what we have. And I have always been a person who voted for the individual rather than the party. You know, I enjoy your show, for example. I don't agree 100% with everything you guys talk about.
Thank God. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Well, that's what I tell people. I do afternoons in Richmond, and I say, if you agree with me, God, please don't call me. Number one, if you agree with me, it'll be boring. Number two, if you think like I do, obviously you shouldn't be allowed to communicate with other people. Something's wrong with
you. Well, plug your station, man. What station do you program/work at?
We are 92.7 FM and 820 AM. We are a 10,000-watt clear station. We can be heard from Richmond all the way down into Norfolk and Virginia Beach.
Boom.
And if I ever get around to returning these three sticky notes that say, please call Ian Freeman, the second one says, you forgot to call Ian Freeman, and the third one is from the assistant program director, George, and it says, for God's sake, call Ian Freeman.
Oh, that's very nice, Bill. Well, thank you for finally calling. And it was actually a really good call, man. I appreciate it. So are you guys going to not send anybody tomorrow to cover this? I mean, you're telling people not to go. Does that mean your station's going to not cover it directly?
I am asking the 13 people that listen to me in the afternoons to stay home. And we are not sending a news team because I just have a feeling. And sometimes those feelings are right.
I'm sure your phones will be open tomorrow afternoon for listeners to call in, though, if they are there, I imagine, right?
And there's going to be plenty of coverage otherwise.
Yeah. Yes. And matter of fact, I might call you and have you on tomorrow afternoon. You never know.
That'd be cool. Hey, man, Bill, thanks. I appreciate your call.
Have a good one, man.
Thanks, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right, so your calls, thoughts, also welcome here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just to be clear, when I call radio stations, I don't bang down their door. Like, if he's got three notes from, you know, to call me, it's probably been 9 months. I don't call but, like, once a quarter. So that's how many notes would accumulate. over 9 months.
You're not persistent enough anyway, then.
No, you don't want to bang down somebody's door. That's just not, that's not respectful. All right, so you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay. If you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, you really need to get over to AnyPayInc.com. You can now finally get a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash, meaning you get passive income for every purchase made of the businesses that you get signed up with AnyPay. That's their AnyPay Ambassador program, and to do it, you do need to have your own AnyPay account. That's easy enough to do. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app, get it set up with your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install AnyPay's Cash Register app at a real-life business and tell them what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts here. We've been discussing the Virginia scheduled protest for tomorrow. Some are expecting as many as 10,000. The Virginia Citizens Defense League is hoping their supporters will be coming unarmed to fill Capitol Square and have asked several times that many stand outside with weapons. So again, the governor in Virginia has issued a decree banning, claiming state of emergency. He's then banning the possession of any kind of weapons in the Capitol, whatever that area happens to be. And then they're saying, well, if you're outside of the Capitol area, then you should stand with weapons. The Virginia Citizens Defense League, this according to GreenwichTime.com, a pro-gun advocacy group, sponsors what has always been a peaceful rally every year on Lobby Day, which coincides with the state's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So this is actually a regular occurrence, this particular event. With children out of school and state offices closed, it's a time for citizens to come to the Capitol and lobby lawmakers on a variety of issues. But if the lawmakers aren't actually there, I've always had this objection, like when the 420 celebrations we've done here many years in New Hampshire, we've done them for more than, I think, about like a decade at this point, maybe 11 years, 10 years, something like that. And we go to the state house. It's 420 in the afternoon. Now, a lot of times, a lot of the legislators are gone by then.
Okay.
But on a Saturday or Sunday, they're definitely not there. So you're not really lobbying anybody if you're standing outside of the state house when no one's home.
Are you planning on doing it every day in the month of April this year?
No, why?
Because
it's 2020?
Because it's 04 all of 20.
Yeah, that's too much smoking.
Well, for you, maybe. But,
well, any smoking is too much smoking for me, but smoking every day.
I think our co-host Nobody would actually appreciate that idea.
Well, run with it then.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
be here for that.
I'm not going to spend that kind of time on it either. But
I mean, that would just be expensive. Like, that's a lot of weed.
Well, you can have, like, one person organize it and then just have different people show up and just do an event every
day. Well, Melanie, just so you know, we did do 420s every day in Keene, New Hampshire back in 2009 for months.
So 1 month is nothing for you guys.
Yeah. Okay. No, we did it to some extent when it started getting cold. It did die off during the wintertime, but we were out there from, like, September probably all the way through November.
Okay, well, that's a major commitment.
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, but we didn't have to drive to Concord or anything. I mean, we were just walking down to the Central Square.
Well, yeah, but you still had to have time to do it every day.
That's true.
Have time to be high afterwards every day and then spend that much money on weed.
Most of the people that were attending the 420s were already doing it inside their homes.
So they just came out?
They just went to another location. So tomorrow... Well, let's get back to your phone calls here, actually. We got Graham. He's on the line in Pennsylvania listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Graham.
About the Virginia gun march they're going to have tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
The way I look at it, the whole thing is just a complete waste of time because the government, they're still going to pass maybe not a law, but a regulation or a statute, anything like that. And besides, they don't really have to take your guns. All they would have to do is freeze your bank account and have Child Protective Services kidnap your kids at school.
There are other tactics, yes.
Yeah, they can do a lot of horrifying things to peaceful people. The fact is, them having guns gives them the ability to do easy violence against people. And they, to some extent, them knowing that the population has guns can keep them, to some extent, from stepping over certain boundaries. And, it's going to be a tricky situation tomorrow. What are you expecting to happen, Graham? You said nothing?
Just a bunch of big noise. There may be one or two minor incidents. Hopefully not a major one.
Hopefully.
Mostly everyone will just be standing around hoping for something major to happen so they can put it on CNN or Fox News or put it on a Twitter feed or something like that.
I don't like the idea that when you said that they can come, you know, after your kids or freeze your bank account, like, who wants to live under that system to begin with, right? If they already have that power and they already have that ability, again, same question as before, at what point do you go, like, that's the line, we're not going to take it, you can freeze the bank account, you can do what you want, but now we're standing up for freedom, now we're standing up for liberty, and we're not going to let you take the guns, regardless of whatever law or regulation you pass, because you've already gone too far, and now we're drawing our line in the sand, and you will not cross.
Yeah, that's a good point, but I mean, it's just a matter of who has the wherewithal, who can wait and stand till the other person blinks and goes home.
Good question.
There's no easy answers to this. Graham, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, and what if they took somebody's gun, but then they got a ghost gunner and they built another one? That way, sure, they have secret guns. You know, because if they know where your guns are, they can come take them easily, right? Like, yeah, if they know that if you're on some registry, if you have told the government, hey, I'm over here, I got guns, well, then they're going to come to you at some point if that's what they want to do. If they want to do door-to-door confiscations, they're going to go to the houses where they know for sure there's guns.
First, yeah.
Maybe they'll go door-to-door literally and search every home if they really go insane. But if you've got a ghost gunner from Defense Distributed, which they're not an advertiser, but I fully support the thing that they do, you can make a gun basically from, you know, the associated pieces, and there's no serial number attached to it.
You still run into the problem of if they come to your house to get your legal guns,
right,
and you give those up and then you pull out the ghost gun, you're still outnumbered.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're not on the list and you have the ghost gunner and you're just like, oh, I just have a gun in my house and you never have to use it for anything, then cool. Right? But the minute you have to draw and defend yourself, you're on the radar.
Yeah,
the minute you draw against the police, you're on the radar, you know. So you can't even use it to defend yourself without attracting their attention.
Well, obviously. I mean, you're going to attract attention if you defend yourself.
Cops or not, if you pull a gun on somebody, you're going to draw some attention from them.
But if there's no gun ban laws, right, that's a legitimate use of self-defense and a legitimate use of a self-defense tool. Right, and they have no reason to come and confiscate you or put you on a list because that's the freedom you have to defend yourself in what should be, you know, the United States of America. Right? You might draw attention, but it's not illegal. If they ban guns and you draw a ghost gun to defend yourself, right, you have also just broken the law, and they will get you for that.
They're going to get you if that's what they want to do. That much is for sure.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of our callers earlier suggesting that some of these cops will not enforce the law. One caller predicted as many as 80% of police would not go along with it. I hope that's true.
No way it's that high.
Yeah, I'm not as optimistic either. But
scabs and new recruits to fill in.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here, and you can share your thoughts. We're live on Sunday night, as always. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Tuesday, the Senate will debate the rules that will govern the president's impeachment trial and decide whether witnesses will be called. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown told CNN's State of the Union the trial should have witnesses.
You know, I hear the president over and over saying that the House was unfair, that it's all hearsay. Well, then bring in the people who were in the room. If the president's innocent, then they will exonerate him and we'll all vote not to convict.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday the Senate will give the president a fair trial.
If we call one witness, we're going to call all the witnesses. There's not going to be a process where the Democrats get their witnesses and the president gets shut out.
The Kansas City Chiefs have advanced to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. They beat the Tennessee Titans 35-24 in the AFC title game. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People, calling in tonight speculating about what exactly is going to go down tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia, with a massive pro-gun protest expected to be there, pro-gun rights protest. People are concerned that the Virginia government gang is going to come around and confiscate weapons and make large capacity magazines illegal, and there's all kinds of other proposals apparently on the table to restrict gun rights there. We've been talking to folks actually mostly from Virginia tonight, callers listening to a massive station that we've had out in Norfolk, WNIS, longtime affiliate here on Free Talk Live. With us, or with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
And I do want to invite you to join us at LibertyCon coming up here in April. We are going to be close to Virginia, not quite. We'll be in D.C., which is even worse.
Gross.
But there's going to be a pretty great convention to attend, so that's the reason why. It's going to be like the first time I've been in D.C. for like a decade. And so I'm looking forward to this convention, not only because you're going to get to see some great speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods, the CEO there, Vernon Smith, Nobel Prize winner in economics, Miriam Issa, pop culture expert, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who's the author of The Black Swan, and others, but also there'll be 70 pro-liberty organizations who are going to be present. So if you need to advance your career, your business, and internship opportunities, this is going to be a great networking event for that. And you can go to libertycon.com to learn more about the event. Use code FTL. You'll save $10 on your registration, which it's less than $100 to go to this thing for a 3-day convention in D.C.
That's like, impressive.
That's shockingly affordable, and you even get discounted rooms at the hotel, the Marriott Marquis. Plus, if you're a student, you get half-price tickets, and they've got travel scholarships, so they'll help you get there. That's how bad they want young people to show up to this event. LibertyCon.com, use code FTL, and you save $10. And it's April 3rd through the 5th, so we will see you there as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I tried to eat that you'd put me on.
Okay, you want me to put you back on hold? I got other calls in Virginia. Go ahead.
No, heck no, heck no. I can wait. I would love to say something about the guns, but first, I called about statistics. You know, in the medical industry, we see a lot about statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Twain once said, there are three kinds of lies, damned lies, and statistics.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I'll give you a quick example. It won't take but a second. Let's say you got a drug company wants to prove their drug's better than their drug A is better than drug B. So they'll do a study, say they got 1,000 people taking drug A, 1,000 people taking drug B. And they say, well, in drug A, we had 3 deaths of heart attack, but in drug B, we had 4 deaths from heart attack. So they're trying to prove to you that their drug is safer. Well, if you look at the actual raw numbers, you're talking about a very, very small difference. So this is why you should always look at the raw data rather than statistics, because they're going to tell you that drug B has a 25% higher rate of heart attack. Now, obviously, if you saw the numbers yourself, you would say, big deal. You know, maybe group A had people that were healthier than group B. Maybe the group B people weren't as healthy.
It's just so, one more person, statistically insignificant.
Absolutely. If you look at the numbers, they're barely above the statistical rate of zero, you know. So, and they do this with everything. They do it with climate change. I mean, people do it with climate change. People do it with, you know, sales. Anything they're trying to sell you, they're going to say, oh, well, this is 25% better than that. Well, if you look at the numbers, you'll see that the studies that they base all this stuff on, if they're not outright lying, is usually just a stretch, a real stretch of the truth.
Sure. So, I mean, how many times have we seen it in the world of guns? Just to come back to the topic we've been discussing tonight, a gun-related death doesn't mean somebody's been shot necessarily.
Correct.
The same way that
and a lot of those are cops shooting people, innocent people.
I mean, sure. A lot of those are suicides. That's what it almost mostly is.
A good number of them are suicides, and I just saw an article about how in Norway, the rated as the happiest country on the planet. You know, people with the happiest existence.
Yeah. Highest suicide
rate. However they come up with happiness rating. Yeah, they also have the highest suicide rating.
Interesting.
So figure that one out. More lies.
Well, that's one way to do it. I mean, not how I would go, but that's one way to accomplish that.
Well, yeah, right. So if the sad people are killing themselves, then you have the happiest society. Is that what you're saying, Melanie?
Yeah.
Is it statistically significant?
Well, that's like the communists. They want they want to keep the society happy. So if they solve that problem by killing all the unhappy.
There is an episode of Doctor Who about that.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Dave is in Yorktown, Virginia, listening to WNIS out there. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you all doing tonight?
Good. You're on the air.
Anyway, I heard earlier you were talking about the amount of people or the percentage of officers that possibly wouldn't do a mandate, you know, and retaliate to take our weapons and stuff. And I think the figure was something like 80%. I think there's a couple of the guys that I've been talking to, they're on the force. They're sworn into the Constitution of the United States and not per se the Constitution of Virginia. It's a fine line on that, but they are sworn in to do the Constitution. So when you look at Article 6 of our Constitution, what was it? Where it states that any state law that's passed that doesn't directly adhere to our Constitution is null and void. So the big thing, I think, is they're trying to take that one big step, that big leap where they could take it from us, our weapons. And, of course, you know, we see what happened with Venezuela about 5 years ago before, you know, they ended up like they did, then they took their weapons away. And of course, you see the and you see what's happened to them, because once the people are, you know, disarmed, then of course, you know, everything starts going downhill. Kind of like, what was it, 97, Tony Blair took all the guns away over there in Great Britain. And now, you know,
was
everything.
Was that long ago? Was it already? Was it 97?
I do believe it was 97, but could be wrong. But I mean,
but then it did happen. Yeah, being, for sure.
Yeah, right. And so now they're thinking about passing a law where you can't even have a knife. Yeah, you know, because I mean, we hear things, you know.
Oh, they already did that in Great Britain. Now. Are you saying they're doing that in Virginia?
Okay. No. I was talking about, you know, the knife thing, though. But eventually, once they outlaw the guns, of course, then they are going to outlaw the knives.
They did.
The only thing everybody's getting killed with.
I've got a headline where there's a new knife manufacturer in Great Britain making square-tipped knives because you can't have a pointy tip there anymore.
Oh, my God.
Right. And it'll be hatchets and then big rocks. Like, you know, back in the day, everybody would get stoned, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Other than the 420 thing. But yeah. I mean,
bad kind of stone.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, let's play with that a little bit. But, you know, what I kind of see happening up there in Richmond, they're trying to, of course, definitely take our rights away. And in Virginia, our Constitution states that we have a right to have a militia and to protect ourselves.
Right.
And when you, and everybody should have that, you know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, they had a weapon for, when they did the Constitution thing, everybody had weapons to hunt with. You know, you didn't have Food Lion and Costco and all that. So
right.
You had a weapon on your mantle to go get your grub for the evening. So they weren't talking about, you know, going out and shooting rabbit and stuff like that. They were talking about, look at the flag of Virginia. You know, you got a guy standing on top of another one. He took a nice little selfie there. But the guy on the bottom side of that got his crown off. And it says what it means there in Latin. You know what I'm saying? So when you start looking at the big picture, they've seen this before. They saw it in England. I'm sure they saw it over here with certain forces back, because, you know, history repeats itself. And so you need to, I think, watch this carefully, because if we don't, this is just the first step at all the rest of the rights being taken. If they can get this one and they can get our weapons, which we won't take it. Okay, we've already, they're saying estimates from 50 to 120,000 will show up.
Jeez.
Now.
All right, well, we'll see. Because there's, you know, it's talk is cheap, and then showing up is a whole other story. So we'll find out. Hey, Dave, I appreciate your opinion here tonight. Thanks for sharing it with us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's gun rights or whatever is on your mind, you can bring up other things here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition continues.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And apparently, there are going to be some committees that are meeting in Virginia tomorrow. I figured the state government was going to take the day off because it's Martin Luther King Day. I know federal agencies like banks, they're not federal, but they basically are.
Yeah.
Banks take the day off. Is mail delivered tomorrow? Is mail delivery a thing on Martin Luther King?
It's a federal holiday, so no.
Right. So I figured the state government bureaucrats and politicians.
Amazon will still deliver, though.
Virginia might consider themselves to be part of the South and not celebrate MLK Day.
Could be. Well, apparently, according to the story over at GreenwichTime.com about the massive protests expected tomorrow, the governor told all, quote, non-essential staff, unquote, to stay home, and many lawmakers urged aides to stay away, though committees will still meet and both chambers will convene for floor sessions. So they will be there. Okay. I presumed that they weren't going to be there tomorrow. The young pages who run errands in the House and Senate were given the day off for safety.
You also questioned whether the governor was going to be in the Capitol for safety reasons as well.
I did question that, and that's not clear here in this story, at least so far. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence canceled its annual vigil and lobbying day, announcing the decision on Twitter, quote, with a heavy heart. The gun organization's state director, Lori Haas, said it was because of, quote, ongoing credible threats to public safety that have been promoted by gun extremists. We'll continue here.
If there's going to be gun violence, I would not want to be in, like, the corralled area unarmed.
Hell right? No.
Right? Like, you just completely eliminate your ability to defend yourself, fight back, should something happen.
Right. Then you're counting on the police to defend you, and good luck
Maybe.
With that.
Good
and
luck.
They don't even want to, because they're like, these people are creating me extra work.
Yeah.
Either the police or the gun rights activists outside the corral zone, right, outside the protest area.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit more here, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They have launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And there are no identification requirements to sign up for the site, plus communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. It is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, which really sets it apart. You can go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Jim. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Ian, you kind of stole my thunder reading part of that article there. But,
sorry,
you know,
Jim.
Here's the thing. Remember, Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy, and we do celebrate, unfortunately, Lee Jackson Day on Friday.
So
that was their day off. On Monday, oh, yes, Martin Luther King Day, sure. They're all going to be at work in Richmond. It's a normal – Bobby Day is just a normal working day for everybody at the state capitol.
Interesting.
What does Lobby Day usually look like down there?
Well, I was there once a couple of years ago, and basically the town's kind of empty, which is nice because it makes it easy to find parking.
Mm-hmm.
But the office building where the Pocahontas office, not Elizabeth Warren building, but that building is in full function, full swing. It's kind of Lobby Day, but it's also a normal day where all of your delegates and your senators are voting on stuff in the afternoon, talking to people in the morning. And I saw that, you know, there was a gun rights group, you know, that they're out in front of the building. There's a park there. And that's kind of where all the protesting will go on, from what I understand and what I've seen, you know, in the past. But the problem is that a lot of people don't understand how we got here. And I worked a poll back in November, and let me tell you, you know, I was there from the time they opened until the time they closed, and I saw things that, you know, were kind of strange. But when I went to the quote-unquote victory party, and this was not a member of the Republican Party, but I do try to help them. And so I went to the quote-unquote victory party, and I got there, you know, after 7, because that's when the polls closed, but it was closer to 9 o'clock, and there were no numbers as far as any precincts reporting from the State Board of Elections that mm-hmm. night. And I asked, where's the numbers? Why don't we know what? Later on, I was told the State Board of Elections was claiming that they were hacked. Okay. There were another bunch of unusual circumstances on November, this past November on Election Day. The precincts ran out of ballots. How do you run out of ballots?
Wow.
Every precinct captain knows how many people should be voted, don't they? Yes, they do. Well, how many ballots can you spoil and not wonder is something going on? Police had to escort ballots to precincts, and precincts were also kept open after 7 o'clock. But I don't believe any of the people, I mean, millions, tens of millions, who knows how much money was put into, you know, Democrat campaigns from out of state and, you know, for all we know, out of this country.
Well, so you're saying you believe something sneaky was going on.
I know things were stank from the very beginning.
Like they literally stole the election.
Look, you know, we're talking about Donald Trump and all of the issues of having other countries involved in throwing an election one way or another. And here we had people from every other state and maybe other countries.
No, I can't say that, you know, you didn't experience what you experienced. Obviously you did.
Right.
However, this is what happened in a lot of places in 2018 was you got the swinging of the pendulum swung back toward the Democrats, right? It happened here in New Hampshire. It happened down there in Virginia. Trump won in 2016. His supporters came out in droves, and then in 2018, they didn't come out. And we had a caller earlier who said that it was only a 38% turnout of registered voters.
Yeah.
So
right.
I don't know what percentage of the adult population is registered, but it's not the full, it's not the full 100%, so it's some amount less than 100.
So how do precincts run out of ballots if there's only
38%?
Right.
That's a great question.
So, Okay, we do have motor voters, so there, you know, there's all people who are probably voting who don't even live, you know, in the precincts there. And I mean, there's a, look, I don't have any faith in the system as far as it goes, because it seems like and this can go either way. Whoever cheats the most, obviously, you know,
well,
will be the winner.
True.
But in this case, okay, this was a really big deal to flip. You know, because they only needed a couple seats to take over the state house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the thing is that, you know, I mean, once again, we're talking about we have a governor who, you know, nobody wants to talk about his you know, his racist tendencies from long ago and that. And I mean, here, you know, we're still celebrating Lee Jackson Day. I'm not originally from Virginia. I'm from New York, so I don't claim any of that heritage. But
well, Jim, I want to say thank you for calling and sharing your perspective here tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's weird, running out of ballots. That seems,
yeah, it's a little sketchy.
Seems pretty suspicious, but at the same time, it's also not unusual to see that pendulum swinging where the opposition redoubles their efforts, and they're like, oh, we got to take it back, and then they get out there, and they spend the money, and they got money coming in from outside. And
the Republicans think they won, so now they don't have to come out.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they just don't come out in those off-year elections, so I suspect you're going to see, once again, another pushback from Republicans in 2020 here, because they lost in 2018 in a lot of cases. Here in New Hampshire, the state house went from being Republican majority to a Democrat majority as sort of the pushback against what happened in 2016. So,
and they're trying to push through new taxes.
And gun restrictions as well. But in this case, we have a Republican governor. Because for whatever reason, that New Hampshire people, and I don't think they're intending to do this, it just sort of comes out this way, where they've managed to be pretty good about, like, always putting one party up against the other and, like, creating a gridlock situation.
Okay.
Where it'll go from, like, a Democrat-controlled state rep or representatives, and then it'll switch to Republicans after two more years, and the Republicans will undo, like, the worst stuff the Democrats did, and then the Democrats will get in, and they'll undo some of the worst stuff the Republicans did, and they'll pass the bad stuff, too, but then they keep fighting over control, and at the same time, you usually have a governor that's sort of the opposite of whatever the legislature is, so, like, a lot of the worst stuff doesn't even get passed because it gets vetoed. So, like,
that's not an ideal situation, either.
Like, why not? Well, the ideal situation would be no state whatsoever.
Right, because every 2 years you gotta abide by a new set of laws, and then 2 years
well, like, I don't abide
oh,
by
I got some freedom
laws,
again,
I mean,
but you don't have other restrictions. Yeah,
you don't abide by their laws.
No,
do you?
I don't.
Do you?
Yeah,
me neither.
855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. But as far as the growth of the state is concerned, it's a slow process here in New Hampshire. There's more coming up. You can join us. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.